someone say something, parade that sumbitch downtown, keep our claws crossed. And apparently in any kind of like nerve gas, all you gotta do is wrap a sweater around your head and you're gonna be fine.
The hey-ya in Westeros.
America, I have to interject here.
Clearly go punch a Nazi.
Mind blown, that's what I'm saying.
20 years late.
I was laughing before, it was funny. Non-canonical.
I'm so pretty, give me these cities.
Lightning round, bitches.
Batman v Superman sounds like a lawsuit.
It does.
All right.
I object. Freak of the week garbage.
Awesome job, Kitty Pride.
Cumberbatchery.
The Case of Arrows.
The Spare Egg Show.
Son of Blatt.
As far as deductions and such, and he can make the...
you mean deductions?
Gender swapping through the thunder.
Well, that's what I mean. Then he got some actors. He got Mick Jagger to agree. He got Orson Welles to agree. And of all fucking people, Michael, he got Salvador motherfucking Dali to agree to be in this film.
The beard is a very anthropomorphic thing. Now, I've heard talk around the water cooler saying that this is
Holy
better.
Shit, you have a water cooler?
I'm gonna get one just so we can talk around it. But
hey, no problem. And by the way, I'm gonna download the. I'm gonna buy the soundtrack as soon as I get to the store.
Those were the clips of, the namesakes of the previous 24 episodes.
Yes.
Season 3 of the Square Peg Show. I'm Mike.
I'm Jesse.
We made it. Big 25 episode anniversary party here.
Whole 25 episodes.
Hey, well, it's a big deal, man.
Patting ourselves on the back today.
Yeah, right. This is going to be a very self-indulgent episode of the Square Peg Show.
Shit, yeah.
We're just going to have a short podcast as a, kind of like a prologue. We will talk about why we started the Square Peg Show and just kind of talk about the history of the show.
Yep.
Then we're going to lead into our very first audio commentary.
Full movie audio commentary.
Yes.
So this is kind of a first for us.
Yes. So it'll be the longest episode ever.
Ever.
There will be no editing, or very little editing.
Ish, yeah.
And we are going to be watching Serenity, the Joss Whedon movie from 2005.
Woohoo!
So that'll be fun. But first, why did we start? First of all, you named it, I remember, the Square Peg Show.
You and I went through about 30 names before we got down to Square Peg Show.
Hold on a second. All right, a little champagne. Shout out to House to Astonish.
Yes.
That's a comic book podcast. Al Kennedy and Paul O'Brien. They pop some champagne every time they do an episode 25, episode 50, all this stuff.
That's awesome.
So I didn't mean to interrupt, man. Go ahead.
No, it's all good. We went through about 30 names before we came up with Square Peg Show, and I don't remember what those were. I know everything had to do with, was there a Gmail account already taken with that name? Was there a blogger site that was already taken with that name? Several things like that. We went through about, I can't even tell you how many names. It was a lot. But we ended up coming down to Square Peg Show because of...
Remember Peanut Gallery?
Yes, Peanut Gallery. Yeah.
Echo Chamber, which you hated. I don't even know why I liked it.
But. You just said it and I cringed a little bit.
Sounds like a futuristic Vin Diesel movie. Okay.
With The Rock. But no, we actually ended up settling on Square Peg Show, I think, because we share a huge interest in the band Pain.
That's one aspect.
That unfortunately few people know about. And to me, they're one of the best bands ever because they tell a story with all their songs. And the Square Pegs was one of those songs. It's at the outro of every one of our episodes.
Right.
There's a little clip of it, but...
we just used a Pain song for episode 24.
Yeah.
So... We try to give them a shout-out, although I think I referred listeners to thepainpage.com, which isn't functional anymore. Pain has, they've gone their separate ways now. So we will definitely put some more links on the website directing listeners that may have never heard of Pain to their great music.
Yeah, at least on Spotify, because I think all of their stuff is on Spotify.
I think Square Pegs was also like a 1980s sitcom or something, so I see that on the Google results. I'm trying to get above the 1980s sitcom on the Google results.
Can we just get past the 80s, please?
All right, so, and we also knew we wanted to talk about entertainment.
Mm-hmm. That's all we would do. We would sit around and talk movies and TV all the time.
Yeah.
And I got to the point where we're like, why the fuck aren't we just recording this? Everyone should hear us. So,
well, there's a little bit of ego involved in any kind of this stuff.
Yeah.
Why not?
Sure.
But then I remember one day I went over to your place. I was like, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have 6 different styles, and we're going to do video games one week, and we're going to do books the next week. And then I remember we did an episode, and it was movies. I was like, let's just stick with movies.
Yeah, let's just stick with that.
Eventually, TV got added.
Yeah, we'll make another site if we have to.
That's right. I had too much committed.
Well, you know, you got to dream big, you know. You got to throw everything against the wall, see what sticks.
Yeah, and which is what we did for a while. Stuff, I think actually, you know, at the beginning of this one, you hear all the titles from this year's episodes, the 24. But, you know, we actually started in 2010, and then we did 2011 episodes. Yep. Then we skipped a couple of years and did this one for season three. We lost the first episode
in
2010.
If anyone out there, for God's sake, Kenny, if you're listening to this and you have episode one downloaded, please, God, let us know so we can get it. That's like we look at our hosting account and it starts with season one, episode two. And it
or 1.5, I think, the lost one.
Pisses me off every time.
Yeah, but, you know, there were a lot of technical difficulties.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. If you ever go back and listen to the earliest one you can, it is horrible, man. It's so bad.
All right.
Wasn't that you? You were like, let's just delete it.
I did. I argued for getting.
Maybe we just did.
I wasn't proud of it. Maybe you, some like narcolepsy or something, just went over there and deleted it one time.
It's a good possibility.
And then I got more confident, more proud of the podcast with like episode two. We just needed to kind of get the training wheels off a bit. But anything else you want to talk about before we start the big audio commentary?
I think. You know, one of the things I would like to mention is, you know, some of the stuff that we've done this year, and, you know, we've talked a lot of Game of Thrones because, I mean, that's huge. That's a huge deal.
Very fun
deal
to talk about.
Because that spans, you know, several media. We got books and television, and that's fantastic. But I also want to say that this year was the first year that we've actually been on camera. We went to MegaCon, and to me, that's like our people. These are our peoples, even though they don't know one knows us.
Right.
There are, you know what I mean? Like, we're square pegs, right, with them kind of thing.
Which is what people always say at these conventions, you know, let your freak flag fly, you know? Like, it's always fun to go to these things. I was a little bit apprehensive.
I was as well.
About being on camera and all that. Especially when you start talking to the professionals at these conventions. It was very fun to do.
They were so gracious.
So
awesome.
And we have, like, five videos.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it five?
Four or five.
Yeah, so they're up on squarepegshow.com right there in the corner. It says MegaCon 2014.
As well as YouTube. They're on the YouTube channel.
They're on our YouTube channel. We'll link to that as well. So we are expanding.
Yes.
Feel like, you know, we experimented in for 2 years, and now we have we've been more prolific. We got stuff out almost every week, and we are trying new things, video, new styles of shows.
And we're looking to kind of expand, and this is one of the things I'm really looking forward to doing is creating the Square Peg Network, which you and I have talked about before. But, you know, we've started up Controller Freaks, and it's still in its infancy. But, you know, to tie that in with Square Peg Show as well as the Florida Progressives podcast.
.com podcast. That's my second.
Yep,
FloridaProgressives.com. I do my political show there. I interview people from throughout the state.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing that show. I love doing this one. There's a lot of fun. Gosh, I don't know. I'm ready to watch Serenity. Before we get into Serenity, I've been rewatching Firefly.
Yes.
I
do it every
month. How good it is.
I know, dude.
It's my first time rewatching it since I got the DVD in like 02 or 03 whenever it came out.
Oh, my God.
There's so many parts of that show I forgot how good it was.
Yes.
So I'm sure we'll be talking about Firefly throughout the audio commentary for Serenity.
For sure.
That's just a few more things to say about it.
Hey, guys, just a quick reminder that if any of you would like to be on the show, suggest topics for the show, or just have questions or comments, please let us know at squarepegshow@gmail.com or on our website, squarepegshow.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and subscribe to us on iTunes. So until next time, guys, be square.